This is Dubai Eye 103.8.
Turn on, tune in, stay in or go out.
This is The Social.
On Afternoons with Helen Farmer.
Jasper Hofers here, CEO of Dubai Opera. And a happy almost birthday to you, sir. Well, not you, but Dubai Opera.
Thanks. We are getting ready to celebrate.
3 years.
I know. It's extraordinary how time flies.
Do you feel like it has gone fast? Or not?
I do. It seems only yesterday we were getting ready to open and then going through that amazing, you know, first few months. But we've done so much. I stop and think, and I try and remember kind of all of the shows, and I find it impossible, even after only 3 years. There have just been so many amazing different things in that time. It's really hard.
Third birthday on the 31st of August. So let's crunch some numbers. How many performances or events have there been in the last 3 years? What would you guess, roughly?
I know it's more than 600. I don't know exactly, but more than 600 for sure.
And then what does that translate in terms of numbers of people through the door?
It works out, because we have big events and small ones and private ones and public ones and all kinds of different things. It works out at about 1,000 people an event is the sort of metric that I use.
So over 600,000 people.
So definitely more than 600,000 people in the first 3 years, yes.
Wow. What impact, I know what impact I think it has, but what impact do you think Dubai Opera has had on the city and then also the GCC as a whole?
I think the impact on Dubai, I hope the impact on Dubai is just to make it a more entertaining place to live. You know, I think that was always the goal, was to try and do something that hadn't been done before. I read a piece today just about the theatre expansion in the UK and in other places around the world. London at the moment has more than 250 theatres. Paris has more than 350, and New York has more than 400 theatres. Dubai, you know, when we came along, had one. And now there are two, and I hope that number grows in the years to come. But at least with two of different sizes, you can start to do different things. And the addition of Dubai Opera to the scene was always about bringing this amazing variety of entertainment that would be possible with a brand new theatre of our size and capability. And that's what I think we've done.
And in terms of inspiring other cities and countries regionally, surely a bit of a leading example to our neighbours.
Again, I hope so. I mean, you sort of have to ask them how they see us. But certainly the intention was that Dubai Opera could become a kind of hub in a regional sense, in the same way that the airport and the airline and the port and, you know, so many other things have developed so successfully in Dubai. If in an entertainment sense we could be a regular stop-off for the world's great touring productions, whatever genres, then there is no reason they can't also tour to places around us, provided they obviously have theatres themselves. But that development is starting to come. And I think before long, there will be a proper touring circuit in the GCC with Dubai as the hub.
You mentioned variety of performances there. How on earth do you even begin to get a balance of acts and interest to appeal to a city as diverse as Dubai?
So the way it works is it takes a good number of people spending a lot of time finding out, you know, what's current, deciding what is possible in an economic sense, what can we afford to bring, what do we think there's an audience for, and then blending it, looking to try and ensure that we don't just become a home for one type of entertainment, but we offer this diverse selection so that we get as many different people from Dubai and indeed visitors to Dubai. It's not just for residents, but for anybody that is looking for a night out, is looking for a quality entertainment experience, we're trying to appeal to them. And that means, as I say, blending so many different artists, acts, productions and genres. And the more the merrier is the approach that we take.
Because it's ultimately needs to be profitable as well. You know, that's not ignore that fact as, you know, being part of EMR Entertainment. It's, you know, needs to be as strong financially as the cinema aspect or the aquarium aspect, or, you know, so there's got to be a balance there, presumably, about what you know is going to make money and sell tickets, but also be a great reflection of culture and answering a need.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate to have been given the name Dubai Opera, to have been credited with the name of this city. Means we have a bigger role, I think, to play than purely financial. But at the end of the day, we are not a subsidized theatre. We need mm-hmm. to make sure that the shows that we bring in every year more than pay for themselves. That is an economic imperative upon us, and one we take very seriously.
So you always get requests, I'm sure, every single meeting and dinner party, and someone's taking you aside going, right, Mr. Hope, I've been thinking about what you should bring to this Dubai Opera. What are the most common requests you're getting at the moment in terms of acts and artists and productions? What are people crying out for?
It's pretty varied. I mean, you're right, I do get the requests a lot.
Yeah, it's normally from me. I've been thinking, Jasper.
Here's my latest list.
Exactly.
I think certainly for musicals, people always want the biggest name ones. So The Lion King, Hamilton, Wicked, three that regularly...
Matilda.
Yeah,
thank you.
Regularly come up, all of those four. In rock and pop, it is incredibly varied. And I think, one of the good things we talk about development of Dubai with the arena now, there is now a third venue, not a theatre, but a third venue, serious venue that can take great artists. And I think that will encourage more and more rock and pop acts to come. We will find it collectively easier to bring them into the city. And if you look at our program for the next year or so, I hope there'll be more contemporary music acts that form a part of the program. In opera, there are still some stars that we haven't brought. There are still some productions that we haven't done. We haven't had a Traviata yet. A lot of people are looking forward to that. A Tosca. There are people like Jonas Kaufmann, star of the stage around the world that hasn't been to Dubai. We've had some of the stars, but not him. There's a whole long, long, long list of things that people want to see here in Dubai. And I hope we'll get to all of them. That's the idea.
Can I ask you, what's been the fastest selling show event? What really flew from the beginning?
The first week of everything flew. Since then, amongst the fastest, Rag and Bone Man was up there. Ludvika Einaudi was up there. The Gypsy Kings was up there. It's sort of the ones you would expect if you saw a whole list. But the difference is... those last three I just mentioned were one night only. Mm-hmm. They are equally fast when you look at Les Mis or Phantom of the Opera, Mary Poppins, but there we've had 3 weeks worth of shows or more. So it's a bigger number, but by show it's a smaller percentage just in terms of the launch. Generally speaking, we have been amazingly well supported, I have to say, all the way through the 3 years. Everything that we've brought, pretty much without exception, has done really well, and I'm just delighted about that.
It's a hugely diverse programme at Dubai Opera, listening back to some of our highlights from the last year. Starting off with the Gypsy Kings. Yeah! Gypsy Kings now, and they're coming back.
And they are indeed coming back, yes. March of 2020, they will be back at Dubai Opera.
Presumably going to be a very hot ticket, so make sure you get yours. One of the most popular events amongst my kind of friends and social circle was when you did Hacienda Classical, which was such an amazing blend of that kind of heyday of club, but also bringing in the live instruments. And it just had to be seen to be believed. But for those who couldn't make it, here's what you missed. Such a massive 12 months of Dubai Opera. Of course, Othello, really astounding audiences as well, and has led on to announcements regarding more Shakespeare coming to Dubai Opera.
Yes, Much Ado About Nothing will be with us as a result of the success of Othello. It'll be the second play. It's the last week of September, brand new production, the new English Shakespeare Company coming with Much Ado, and a very different kind of play, obviously, but I think one that people will equally enjoy. And I hope from there we go on and do not just Shakespeare, but a number of other types of drama. There's so much more to explore in that genre, and yeah, it won't be long before we have many more plays at Dubai Opera.
I feel like September's just well and truly snuck up on me, and I was having a look at some of the dates that you've got coming up over the next few weeks. So tonight you've got Hello, Love, Goodbye cinema screening, which is sold out.
Or it very... is pretty chocker, yes. Very, very popular indeed.
That is tonight at 8 o'clock, and starting from tomorrow, you've got Once Upon a Time in Hollywood playing until the 28th. And then it's September, and Josh Widdicombe is coming on the 13th for some comedy. I'm a big fan of some of his TV work. I've never seen him live. I think that's going to be fantastic. And then, of course, going back to some of your kind of the more traditional programming around Turandot. So,
absolutely,
you need to get a booking, guys, because I know what we're like in this city. It's very much a last minute, oh, I'll get that figured out after the summer. Summer is nearly over. September program is kicking off.
Absolutely,
quick.
And we've noticed just in the last kind of 4 or 5 days, people are obviously coming back now.
Yeah.
From time away over the summer, sales are really starting to ramp up, particularly for those early September shows. So if you want to come, and I hope you do, hope there's something on the program that appeals, book now.
Congratulations again on 3 years of Dubai Opera. What would you say the next 3 years are going to bring?
Gosh, it's a twofold answer, I think. One is more of the same. I'm really proud of everything that we've developed and achieved. We have to keep going. There are obviously lots and lots of things that people like. A few of them we'll bring back. A few of them we will develop, you know, similar streams of programming in a number of areas. But the most exciting thing about my job, the most exciting thing about being at Dubai Opera, is when we do something new. And that is always what we're looking for. What is the next thing that we can find, the next genre, the next artist that we can bring that will excite an audience here in Dubai?
Jasper Hope, thank you so much for joining us. DubaiOpera.com to get your tickets. Hello, Love, Goodbye. You'd be lucky to get a ticket for tonight, but it might be worth a try. And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, showing at that fantastic screen from tomorrow. See you well. Might not see you next week. We're on holiday, but we'll see you the week after. And looking forward to talking comedy and more then. Thanks, Jasper.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.